I heard there was this podcast, yo, about something funny like wrestling and so. And you really care about wrestling, don't you? There are drop kicks and leases all over the board. And then something called the Wrestling Hold. It's a super duper fun podcast about wrestling. That wrestling show. That wrestling show. That wrestling show. That wrestling show. Well, Fro and Bill and maybe a guest or two is here to hold your hand and guide you through a podcast about wrestling. We have a lot of extreme fun, and that without a gun, because I needed something to rhyme on with. That wrestling show, that wrestling show, that wrestling show, that wrestling show. Well, sit your behinds gently down and listen to our podcast sound and try to guess this week's pro question. You win a lot of cool things and also help Bill with his bills. That's a super duper fun competition. That wrestling show. 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 That wrestling show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to That Wrestling Show, the only podcast where all pro wrestling matters. And, Fro, we've been doing nothing, really, lately. I know, that was a good intro. You know, I've been watching the Olympics this past week. I'm sure you have as well.
I mean, they are motherfucking sweet, aren't they, the Winter Olympics?
They are. And Norway's kicking a lot of ass right now.
Yeah. We are the sweetest team in the world, Bill.
Yeah, you guys are... Actually, let me check real quick what the total medal count is as of this
we won
recording.
2 golds, 2 silver, and 1 bronze today, so
We
are pretty sweet.
Right now, you guys have the most medals in total, with
seventeen. Country in the world.
You are. Germany has 15 medals, Canada 13, the Netherlands 12, and the Americans at 8. So that's good.
We beat your ass because we are the best country in the world.
Yeah, but wait till we get to the summer. None.
The Summer Olympics. Who cares about the Summer Olympics?
Who cares?
It's pretty sweet. I will admit it's damn sweet that we are so long off in the off countries. We even have the sweetest, coolest curling pants.
You know, I discovered while watching the Olympic Games that my dad is becoming a fan of curling.
Yeah, and we have the sweetest pants. Have you seen the Norwegian curling pants?
I'm afraid I haven't.
Oh, the best thing ever. Search for curling. I will actually send you a really sweet picture of the curling pants, and you can see yourself.
Okay.
Here are some pants, and I'm not kidding you. These are sweet, 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 sweet curling pants.
Oh, those are some nice. Those are some nice pants. I might have to buy a couple pair.
Yeah. Especially the fourth one I like. There.
I like the second row, third one.
Yeah.
I might buy a pair of those.
You have to have balls to wear those sweet pants.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, this week, we're going to be talking a lot of WWE, for different reasons.
Well, they have made some news this week. So.
They have. But don't think we're not going to talk all WWE. There's going to be some other stuff here and there. But you know, before we begin, I got to tell you this. I want to tell everybody this.
For example, you can explain to me who got into the Hall of Fame, because I have no clue what... Who that girl was.
Yeah, we'll do that a little later. But before we dive in, I gotta tell you guys this story. This is pretty cool. This happened at my work today.
Sweet.
And for those of you who are listening for the very first time, I am a teacher's aide. I work with special needs kids in an elementary school. So, I'm walking up the hallway to get ready to, you know, get my kids off the bus. And one of the teachers looks at something out the window. And everyone starts to look. Fro, I kid you not, there was a possum right on top of the tree. Whoa. In the front of the school.
Sweet.
And I guess I should explain that these kids, they live in these apartment complexes, so they're right, you know, some of them are right across the street from the school.
Right.
Most or all of them have probably never seen a possum in their life. So, but it was just sitting there for a long time, and it was just so neat to see, because I've seen possums before. I would imagine you have as well.
I have seen a possum, yeah.
Okay.
I actually have a... I have a quite... you don't know with that story, because I have a funny Norwegian story for you.
Alright. And it actually reminded me of one time... And I'll end this quick, because I want to hear Fro's story. My dad and I, we were refurbishing one of our sheds outside, because the walls were very old. So my dad goes in the shed, and here's this little cabinet that he hung. And he opens the door, and there's a mama possum. And it goes, and, you know, my dad, being smart, backs away. And he's like, Bill, there's a possum in there. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, I'm going to get bit. So I, like, begrudgingly go into the shed every time I have to, because if this possum comes and bites me, I'm done for. So
that's so sweet of you.
Well, I didn't want to go to the hospital and get rabies and shit. So ultimately, though, in the end, the mama possum took her kids out, and they went in the woods and never saw them again.
Oh, And they lived happily ever after.
That I am aware of.
Do you think we have elks in Norway?
Elks?
Elks, yeah.
I'd say yes.
Yeah, we are overpopulated by elks in Norway. How many elks do you think Frodo has seen in his entire life?
In my entire life?
In
yours. I'd say thousands.
Yeah. I have seen zero elks.
Seriously? Wow.
Yes, never seen an elk in my entire life. And I live in Norway, the capital of sweet elks.
The capital of sweet elks.
The capital of sweet elks. Definitely.
Sweet elks, sweet pants.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so that's actually true. I never seen an elk in my entire life. Welcome to Smart...
Smart Animal Fan.
Smart Animal Fan, that's
awesome. Yeah. Later today, I'll give you my review of the game Animal Jam. No. That is an actual video game, so if you have kids that like animals.
Animal Kingdom, isn't that also one that people play? No, Animal Crossing, I'm thinking.
Yeah, Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Alright, enough of us talking about animals, because we're going to lose listeners. Let's get right into the news.
And wrestling!
Yes, wrestling! Yay! Because we've only been talking animals for 8 minutes. No. We're going to start with somewhat new news, as this news broke about 2 hours before we started recording. This might not come as a surprise to people, I'm not really sure, but WWE announced today that they and Rich Swann have mutually agreed to part ways.
Again?
He was never fired the first time.
Oh.
He was only suspended.
I thought he was fired. I was so sure he was fired.
Wow. But no, they mutually have agreed to...
Can I guess how that meeting went?
Sure.
You're fired. Yes. And he went, oh, I agree.
Yeah.
That is how you mutual agree.
Yeah. But you know what though, and I was thinking about this on the way home from work. This could be a good thing for him.
Okay.
Because he can get himself together mentally. It doesn't say, or at least I don't know at the moment, if he has to do the 90-day clause where he can't compete with anybody. I'm gonna say that he doesn't. Because they mutually agreed. I could see him going to a couple places. I could see him going back with Evolve, because that's where he became a big star, was in Evolve Wrestling and the whole WWN Live organization there. I could see him working the indies again. I could just see him work the indies for a while. I could see him possibly go in the Ring of Honor, if Ring of Honor's got any interest in him.
How big a sweet deal would he get from Ring of Honor? Do you think he would get a sweet deal from them?
I don't think he would get the Cody Rhodes deal, but I think he'd get a respectable size deal.
Because the most important thing would be that he got a sweet deal from them.
And I know you're not gonna. And I know you're not gonna like this for what I say, but I could also see him going to Impact.
Oh no, no.
I could.
No, Impact, no.
If he was to go to Japan, I would put money on him going back to Dragon Gate, because that was his. That was his place when he would wrestle in Japan.
Aren't they a pretty sweet promotion?
Yeah, they're I would say they're among the top three organizations in Japan.
Yeah.
At least top five.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to see how that goes. I wish Rich Swann the best. I think he's going to get himself together, and I think we're going to see him back in WWE down the line.
Well,
if it's a mutual agreement to be released.
I don't think it's fucking mutual, to be honest. I think that mutual agreement was Vince going, "You're fired.
You pulled a woman. You're fired."
I feel sad for Rich.
And he was so popular.
Yeah, he was totally over.
Hugely over.
Can I say something about 305 that I never thought I would say, and I think I said it last week as well?
Sure.
SpongeBob SquarePants. That is his name. Yep. That is his new name from now on.
SpongeBob
SquarePants. Yeah, he got me interested in 205. I watched 205 because I want SpongeBob to be on my screen.
Right.
Yeah. And the listener goes, "Who?"
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Are we referring to Spud?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we'll have to put that in our book of terms. SpongeBob is Spud.
Yes.
No, you know what? I'm not going to lie to everyone and say that, I've seen it and I heard it's good. I haven't had a chance to watch the last few weeks, but I've been hearing for like the last 2 or 3 weeks a lot of good stuff about 205 Live. I think the tournament is the main reason right now.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't totally fuck it over. Like, they did something good with a really bad situation.
You know what it is? Is they pushed the proverbial reset button.
Mm.
And it was like, everything that happened in 205 before the tournament, that's gone. It never happened.
Mm.
This is 205 Live.
Yeah.
So. I got a 3-day weekend coming up. I might watch those episodes and catch up.
Do you know, I recommend it on, I recommend it definitely.
All right.
And much before, because it's Bob.
Right.
To be honest with you.
I can't wait to see who else they bring in, because I know that Buddy Murphy is going to be in the tournament. I think, I'm trying to remember if he's the one that's engaged to Alexa Bliss, or if he's the guy that is the father of Sara Lee's kid from Tough Enough.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the two.
One of the two, yeah.
Okay. He is Mr. Alexa Bliss.
He is Mr. Alexa Bliss. Yeah.
Yes, he is the one who's engaged.
Yeah, I thought they were together.
You'll have to face Mr. Murphy there for that one. So.
Yes. Luckily, I'm not single, so. I have a sweet girlfriend, you know.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
She's really sweet, yes.
Well, speaking of sweet, this was announced over the weekend. Rey Mysterio issued a challenge to Jushin Thunder Liger, and we are going to see those two face each other on March 25th when New Japan has their show in Long Beach, California. This will be, I want to say, the second time these two men have ever met.
Okay. I have no clue.
The one time I remember them facing each other was at a Starrcade.
Okay.
That long ago.
That is a sweet time, a long time ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, that's going to be a part of that big card on the 25th of March. So, and as we reported last week and talked about, that that event will be airing live on Access TV here in the U.S. So I would imagine, you know, you'll get it, you know, all over the world. I would imagine it would be on their streaming service. So we'll have to see. Let's get to trivia, because last week was an interesting week of trivia.
Yes.
And believe it or not, we had a winner. It was a very close call. But the win this week goes to Ruben Vasquez Jr., who got his answer in by 2 minutes before the other contestant. So Ruben has won an entry into the WrestleMania draw. And for those who are curious, what was the time limit in the match between Scott Norton and Shinya Hashimoto? It was 20 minutes.
It was. And we're going back to the WWE this time.
All right.
And we're going to do In Your House 1.
Oh my gosh, In Your House 1.
Ah! 1! Yes. This was 1995.
Mother's Day.
Here's the list. Oh.
It was on Mother's Day, 95. I remember that.
Yeah. And here's the listener question. What date was it on?
Ah. Oh. All right.
Mm-hmm. It's Oconada County War Memorial. How is that a venue?
I think it's named after... Well, you said county, so it's named after a county, so...
But it sounds like a museum.
Hmm.
But yeah, we start with the Dark March. Jean-Pierre Lafitte against Bob Holly.
Oh, poor Bob Holly. I'm going to go with Jean-Pierre.
Yes. Then we have Hakakushi against Bret Hart.
Oh man, I used to love Hakushi. Oh, his theme, yeah. His theme song was one of the prettiest songs you'll ever hear, and you would never think it would be a wrestler's theme, but it was.
Okay.
Good match. I remember that being a good match, and Bret Hart won that match.
Almost the longest. Tonight.
All right.
14 minutes and 39 seconds.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and Bret Hart won, of course. Jeff Jarrett and Roddy against Razor Ramon in a handicap match.
All right. That was originally supposed to be a tag match. Because it was going to be Razor and the 1-2-3 Kid against Jarrett and Roddy. But okay. Kid got injured like the week or 2 weeks before the show.
Aww.
Yeah. Razor won that match.
It did. Then we have Adam Baum against Mabel. And it was the King of the Ring qualifier match.
Oh, man. And that's where it took a downhill, folks, that tournament. Mabel won that match.
Yeah, with 1 minute and 54 seconds.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a terrible match. Then you have a tag team match for the WWF Tag Team Championship. And it's Owen Hart and Yokozuna against Smoking Guns.
All right.
That's Bart Gunn and Bill Gunn for people that doesn't know.
Right. That was Owen and Yoko getting the win.
It was. Then we have a singles match with Bret Hart against Jerry Lawler.
And I'm sure you haven't seen the match, but did you know that Jerry Lawler brought his mom out for that match? She looked very young. Like, she could have been, like, Jerry's kid. That was such a funny thing, that angle, but... Okay. If I remember right, this was Brett's second match of the night.
Okay.
And after the first match with Hakushi, he had tweaked his knee. And then, before the match, he had an interview, and he's like, "Hey, Jerry, I'm faking. I don't have a knee injury." So they have the match, and Jerry Lawler wins the match.
Did he really say that?
Well, he didn't say, you know, that I was fake. Well, he probably did, but not in the way that I said it. But Jerry Lawler won that match.
Wow.
So Jerry Lawler.
Yes, that is correct.
And we're going to be talking about Jerry in a little bit, too, so...
Yeah, I've heard some rumors about that. Then we have Psycho Sid against Diesel.
The main event.
Yes.
Not necessarily the best match in the world. Who won that match?
You indeed.
Wow.
That's saying something that you do. You remember all the other matches.
I know! Okay.
After 2 seconds and the main event, you don't remember that.
Well, okay, I do remember.
Saying something about the main event.
I do remember Diesel did get hurt during that match. Like, he messed up his elbow taking a power bomb.
Always get hurt in matches.
I want to
that's like the curse of Diesel. I'm gonna say
Diesel won that match.
No,
it was Sid.
No, I'm joking.
No.
then we have three dark matches. The Undertaker against Kama.
Well, since it's a dark match, Undertaker won that match.
Yes. Tatanka against Bam Bam Bigelow.
Okay, it's Tatanka and Bam Bam. I'm going to say Bam Bam.
Yep.
All right.
And then we have Owen Hart versus the British Bulldog in a King of the Ring qualifier match.
Okay, here's the strange thing. They actually showed that match on TV, like a few weeks after the show happened, because it was a King of the Ring match. That went to, like, a draw.
It did.
And thus, Owen could not repeat as king.
So, aww.
I know. All right, now I'm gonna quiz you on this. Oh, go ahead.
Nobody will know him.
Aww.
The most famous person.
All right, I'm going to quiz you on that show real quick, Fro, and this is just for fun. I want to see if you know the legend of this show.
Okay.
What prize did they give out at the first In Your House?
I have no clue.
A house.
A house?
They gave away a house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because that was the big deal, like, going into that show. It was like, oh, we're giving away a house. And they called, like, some kid won the contest. And so the kid won the house. So they moved to Florida. And if I remember the legend right, he and his family stayed for, like, all of, like, 2 or 3 months.
Wow.
And then they moved back.
Wow. They sold the house?
Yep.
Wow.
But, yeah, if you ever get the network, Fro, go watch it. They show the drawing of the kid winning a house.
Aww.
I contemplated entering that. It was a nice-looking house, too, but...
Yeah. sure it was.
Yeah. All right, so the trivia question this week was, name the date from that very first In Your House.
Yes. Since Bill said it was Mother's Day, it makes maybe a little easier.
It might. We'll see. We'll see if it makes it easier.
Since I don't have an American mother, I don't know.
Meh. Alright, let's get into some other news. Ring of Honor, we've been talking about, they're going to do their tournament to crown their first ever Women of Honor champion.
Yeah, really a big fan of this.
They have revealed the brackets for the tournament. So the tournament's going to take place, some of it's been done on TV tapings, so we will see these matches on Ring of Honor TV in the next few weeks. Then, the semifinals will take place during a fan fest for Ring of Honor on WrestleMania weekend. And the final match will be at Supercard of Honor in New Orleans, okay, WrestleMania weekend.
I know some people are going to that instead of WrestleMania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because of what we talked about, the big match with Cody Rhodes against Kenny Omega.
I don't understand that.
I could. That match is... That's a huge deal.
Yeah, it's a sweet deal.
So, let's take a look at the... Or I'm going to take a look at the brackets, and I'll let Fro know and everyone else who is in it. So we're going to start from the left side of the bracket.
Sweet!
Kelly Klein will face Bonesaw Jesse Brooks.
Okay.
Mandy Leone will face Madison Rain. And that breaks my heart, because I met both of them at the Tribute to the Legends convention last September. Those were sweet girls. They were very nice.
I don't doubt that for 1 second. They seem super nice.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Also, pardon me, wow. HZK, and I know I'm probably messing that name up wrong, so I apologize. She will face Mayu Iwatani. Those two are from the Stardom promotion in Japan.
Okay.
And finishing the left side of the bracket, Holly Dead, yes, that is a real name, will face Diana Perrazzo.
I love Diana Perrazzo. She's really fit.
Mm-hmm. And onto the right side of the bracket, we have Jenny Rose facing Kagetsu. Sumi Sakai will face Hana Kimura. Stacy Shadows will face, and this is the...
Stacy Shadow?
Stacy Shadows.
That is such a sweet name.
She is going to face Tennille Dashwood. Some of you may know her as Emma. And she made her debut this past Friday night in North Carolina at a Ring of Honor event. And finishing out the bracket, Brandi Rhodes against Karen Q.
Ah, sweet.
So the tournament will go on, and like I said, the finals will take place at Supercard of Honor during WrestleMania weekend.
If you had to choose between that and WrestleMania, what would you choose?
You mean the Card of Honor show?
Yeah.
Ooh. Now, wait a minute. Do you mean that show and WrestleMania, or that show and TakeOver?
Oh, don't make it hard.
Okay, alright.
That's what she said.
You know what? Okay, here's the thing, though. I'm going to make this tough on myself. I've been to a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I will always say, everyone should go to a WrestleMania at least once in their life.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also been to Ring of Honor shows. But the difference is, I haven't been to a Ring of Honor show in a long time. So if I had to pick the two, even though I know AJ and Nakamura is going to happen, I might have to go with Ring of Honor.
Really?
I might. If I had a gun to my head and said, look, you have to go to either one, and you can only go to one, I probably would go to Ring of Honor.
I mean, I would go to WrestleMania, but...
Unless I could work a way in the system to where I could go to WrestleMania as well, so...
Nope. No. not in my fantasy.
Damn, you are good, Fro.
Yeah, I am good. I'm pretty sweet.
You are. All right.
Sweet boy.
So, wow. You know what? That might be a good poll question for our Facebook group. Which show would you go to if you have to pick one? Supercard of Honor or WrestleMania. And speaking of our Facebook group, holy cow, have we had a bunch of new members come in lately.
Yeah, welcome everybody.
Yes, we are almost at 200 members, which honestly I didn't think would happen, but you know, now we can push it, folks. Let's get 9 more people between now and next week's show. So, you know what? Speaking of our fans, last week we talked about people suggesting WCW pay-per-views for Fro to watch.
Yes.
I'm going to give an update right now because the poll's not done yet. Huh?
Okay. I haven't seen the poll.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
All right. Currently, in first place is Halloween Havoc 1998.
Okay. Is that a pretty sweet pay-per-view, or?
It's pretty infamous for a number of reasons.
Okay, don't spoil it.
Okay. I won't. Second place is the Great American Bash 1989. That is a very sweet show.
Okay.
I've seen that show many times. That's a hell of a show. Third place is Starrcade 97, which is a mixed bag. And a tie between Halloween Havoc 91 and Starrcade 91. Those are the shows that have gotten votes. So
yeah, and I haven't voted on this because guess what? I haven't seen a pay-per-view.
I'm going to place my votes this weekend.
let's say they have this weekend. They have to Wednesday next week because we will tell them on Thursday who won.
All right. You know what? I'm going to put that in after we're done recording. So for those who haven't voted, you can vote until this coming Wednesday, and Thursday we'll announce Fro's fate. Yes. And like I said to you, Fro, whatever show it is, I'm going to watch it with you.
Nice.
So if it's a good show, you'll be happy. If it's a bad show, I'll suffer with you.
Yes, and you're not allowed to tell me if it's a good show or a bad show before I watch it.
Right. Well, like I said, with Halloween Havoc, it's an infamous show. That's all I'm going to say. All right, now let's talk about Jerry Lawler, because he's been in the news this week for two different reasons.
Jerry.
One good thing, and one not so good thing that happened 25 years ago.
Aww.
So let's start with the good thing.
Yes.
For you listeners out there who are a fan of Memphis wrestling, because that was pretty big back in the day. There's tons of videos up, Fro, on YouTube. You should watch them. Those are very good shows. Jerry Lawler announced that Memphis Wrestling will return to local TVs in April with a weekly broadcast on Channel 30 in the Memphis area.
Oh, sweet!
New episodes will air Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'm pumped. I wish I could see this. I'm sure there's going to be a way. I'm sure there's going to be a way. But no, Memphis Wrestling coming back?
It's called pirating.
Yes, it is. It is called pirating. But no, I'm excited for that because I got a lot of DVDs of Memphis Wrestling and they are so good. There's so much good stuff on it. Oh, man. So, that's the good thing that happened with Jerry. And now to the not-so-good thing that happened.
The not-so-sweet
thing? The not-so-sweet thing at all.
Yeah.
So, for our younger listeners out there, and also for those who weren't wrestling fans in the mid-90s, like Fro was.
Like me.
There was a point in time where Jerry Lawler was in some legal issues. Bad legal issues. He was supposed to have had a big match at Survivor Series in 93. He and his knights against Bret Hart and his family.
Mm.
Well, see, Jerry Lawler ended up getting put into, like, a lawsuit and sort of got arrested. Okay. He did get arrested. Because he had relationships with underage girls.
Ah, he was a pedo, you're telling me.
Yeah. I'm not gonna get into everything that happened, because that would be...
How old was she?
13 and 14.
Jesus, mother of Christ. Okay.
So,
awful.
Yeah. So, what ended up happening was they ended up settling out of court.
Mm-hmm.
So this week, Deadspin.com released an undated letter from Jerry Lawler.
I was hoping you were going to say sex tape.
No. Yes. Oh my god, no. Oh, puppies! No. Anyway, Jerry Lawler wrote a letter pleading his case of his innocence.
Oh yeah, super innocent.
And it's in his handwriting. I have part of part of it in front of me. This first sentence alone is...
I'm not sure I want to hear this.
You're gonna want... At least the first sentence. Are you ready, Fro?
Oh, no.
Alright.
I'm so afraid of what you're going to say now. No clue.
Alright. I feel if you did a background search on me, you would find that I have always tried to treat people with respect, from the smallest of the wrestling fans to the mayors and senators, and I think they in turn would tell you that my word is good. That's not how a background search works, Jerry.
Not really. Fantastic moral.
Oh. He continues to say, I also know that if you did a background search on the two girls in question, you will find that one of them is having a sexual relationship with the other one's brother, that their mothers are both aware of this relationship, that she smokes, drinks, has been suspended from school several times, that she brags publicly about having numerous sex partners, has claimed to be pregnant, and has exposed herself publicly, and has committed lesbian acts in front of witnesses.
Sorry. What is lesbian acts?
Well, kissing another woman, that would be one thing.
I kissed a girl and I liked it, yes.
And that's about as far as I'm going to go on this show. Because I don't want to end up getting another explicit rating for this week's show. although I feel like we will. But anyway, he continues to say, the other girl is currently involved in a sexual relationship with a 40-year-old neighbor whom she babysits for and also was caught having sex with a black man.
Oh no, a black man.
Now remember, this is 1993 we're talking about.
Jesus, 1993?
Yeah. Her mother is aware of both of these situations and admits that her daughter lies to her all the time. The girl also claims to have had sex with several, in quotes, wrestlers. She has also bragged in public about having numerous sex partners, and she has committed lesbian acts in front of witnesses.
Lesbian acts. Okay. Mm-hmm.
In the end, Jerry's last couple sentences are, please take the time to check out the reputations of the people involved her. My life and the lives of countless people around me can be irreparably damaged by this. Thank you for your time and consideration. Yep.
Yep.
He... actually,
this is the definition of not sweet.
So, actually, I do have how that trial or how that whole case ended, Fro. The short version. On February 23rd, 1994, Lawler copped a plea for harassing a witness who was said to be a female. Other than the complainants, the sex crime charges were dismissed. One of Lawler's attorneys cited the girl's reluctance to testify as a factor in the deal being made. Lisa Schweikert, speaking for the prosecution, would not comment on the plea passed, saying that it served justice. Neither indicated if Lawler's attempt to frame the girls as bisexual, nymphomaniacal, miscegenation, happy sluts played a role in the decision. I should have just called them happy sluts.
Happy sluts?
Mm-hmm.
Happy sluts? That's such a sweet name.
So, yeah. That note, that letter came out. It was made public. And this was 25 years ago. This whole thing. Oh.
Jerry.
Oh, Uncle Jerry. You know what? We're going to stick with the Hall of Fame because they recently announced their newest inductee into the class of 2018, and it is Ivory. Now,
Ivory! You remember Ivory, Frode, don't you?
I actually do.
I don't, Frode.
Okay, now she's had a pretty interesting career because she was in the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, the original Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then, you know, she traveled around, you know, throughout her career, including Herb Abrams' UWF, that god awful promotion.
Mm-hmm.
She actually didn't have a bad match. I've seen that match. It's not that bad.
Okay, I trust it.
And then she would end up going to the WWF. And she would be there for about 7 years.
Okay.
And she was a wrestler. She was a valet at times, but mostly a wrestler. She ended up being in Right to Censor.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she had a big part in that WrestleMania 17 with China. Mm-hmm. And then she would end up being on Tough Enough for, I'd say, about 2 seasons.
Okay.
And then WWE just didn't renew her contract, and they went their separate ways. And she's still in the wrestling community. You know, she's never left wrestling.
Okay.
She does conventions here and there. She's been on a few WWE programs.
But is she a sweet deal? Is she a big sweet deal for the WWE? Is it really a big sweet thing that they got her in the Hall of Fame? Is it a big sweet thing?
I would make the argument yes.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, she's a three-time women's champion. In an era where, you know, the focus of the women's division was just looks, like, you know, gorgeous ladies. I'm not saying Ivory wasn't a beautiful lady. She is. But she also could wrestle. That's a key thing. She could wrestle.
Yeah.
And she was, to me, I think she's underrated as far as women wrestlers go.
Really?
I really do. Because...
Why did you say that?
Because, I mean, look at who she faced. She faced Lita, Jacqueline, Chyna, Trish, Fabulous Moolah. She beat the Fabulous Moolah for the women's title to start her second reign.
Mm.
You know, I mean, she fought a lot of people in WWF and then throughout her career. So, I think she does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And I'm glad, you know, we're having this conversation because we will be doing this on March the 29th when we do our Hall of Fame special where we're going to go through the whole class,
mm-hmm.
which should be fun. But we do have some reactions from some of our Facebook friends about this announcement. Joe Sago wrote, "I don't even remember her."
Yeah, that's what I said.
Ruben said that I'm cool with it. She was good. Sean McLaughlin said, "Good choice, especially with Glow Netflix series."
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I am pretty sure they did it for the promotion of that as well.
I wasn't even thinking of that, to be honest.
Really?
Really?
That was the first thing I was thinking of. Oh, they did this because of Glow.
Dean Preshow wrote, "Inducted by the entire Right to Censor? Surely!" Oh, now that would be pretty awesome. If the entire group got together...
Is the Right to Censor in the Hall of Fame?
Only the Godfather is.
Okay, that's pretty sweet.
And when he was in the Right to Censor, he was known as the Good Father.
Oh, that's sweet.
So if they get the entire Right to Censor, it would be Good Father, Bull Buchanan, Val Venus, and Stevie Richards. I think they'd get three of the four. I don't think they'd get Val Venus. That's just me, though. Other members, Leslie Grand said, "About time." Dusty Collins said, "I remember her. I guess she deserves it." Brian Rochester says that she deserves it. And Ed Beltran mentions second Right to Censor member in the WWE Hall of Fame. Which is true. How about that? The second member of the Right to Censor in the Hall of Fame. Oh my god. And they had the most annoying theme song, bro.
Okay.
I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You just have to go and listen to it. Hey, you leave the chicken dance alone. That's a tradition. Hey, the chicken dance is like our national anthem for us Polish people. But anyway, there was other Hall of Fame news besides Ivory being announced.
Okay.
There's a rumor, and this is only a rumor, folks. A very interesting name may or may not be inducted into this Hall of Fame class this year.
And what is that name?
Jeff Jarrett.
No.
Yep.
No.
That's... It has been like one of the strongest rumors all week.
Never, never, ever going to happen. Nope.
Oh, I disagree.
Nope. Why? Just to piss TNA off?
No, I... Okay. If they induct Jeff, it's going to be for a few reasons. One of which, and I know I'm going to get laughed at for this, but like I said, I'm saying this argument for WWE. His wrestling career. He's won championships. I mean, Intercontinental Champion, Tag Team Champion, WCW Champion, even though according to Mike Graham, he never drew a dime. But the other reason, and the second reason is going to be my argument. Look at all the people he brought to TNA and ended up becoming big stars. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Bobby Roode were all in TNA years before they went to WWE.
But listen to me. There's many reasons why it will never ever fucking happen. And one of the reasons is his mishandlement with Global Force Wrestling. It's not forgotten that fast.
But you see, here's the thing, though. WWE is not going to punish Jeff for the way that he mishandled Global Force Wrestling. If Why he not? Is to get in. Because...
But you know he's going to talk about his TNA years. They can't allow him into the Hall of Fame. Like, literally, they can't afford him.
Sting mentioned it briefly in his speech.
Briefly, yes. I'm making a mess of
And like I said, it's only a rumor, so it might happen, it might not happen. We don't know.
Not this year.
All right.
How about that?
Okay.
How about that? I don't believe that it will happen this year.
All right, that's fair enough. Okay. So we will see. We got like a month and change before the actual Hall of Fame ceremony.
Yeah.
So we'll see if this happens or not. If it does happen, it's going to be very surprising.
I am going to be so fucking shocked if that is going to happen.
If it does happen?
Never. Yeah.
If it does happen, that's going to be the speech I'm going to look forward to the most.
Oh, definitely.
Because definitely. Imagine him and Kurt Angle in the same building.
And you know it's him that's going to induct him, right?
No! He married his wife! Well, we'll just have to wait and see, you know?
Who would you have inducting him?
I would have AJ induct him.
Yeah. Good choice.
That would be who I would have. If it were to happen. So we'll have to wait and see. Alright, this piece of news just came across not too long ago. Briefly gonna mention Impact. Their return to pay-per-view April 22nd is gonna be entitled Redemption.
Oh, I was going to guess a sweet.
No.
That's going to be their pay-per-view.
Would you like to guess where it is going to be held?
I have no clue.
It will be at the Impact Zone. It'll be at the Impact Zone in Orlando, Florida. The original plan was to be held in Toronto, but no venue was ever officially locked in, and Toronto was never officially announced. So, yep. All right. There's a lot of WWE news that we got to get into.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
I have to say that. For you're not watching TNA, they are fun to follow.
Yeah. It seems like if we get at least one TNA story a week, it'll be a fun week. Mm. It will. Especially with that hot main event that I heard that it's going to be on the 22nd of April.
Oh, please tell me the main event.
All right. The main event is going to be, and this is spoiler, so if you don't want to hear it, now go.
Nobody cares.
I know. Well, there may be two people that care. Anyway, the main event is going to be Austin Aries versus Alberto El Patron.
Oh, actually, I would love to see that.
Depending on the rest of the card, Fro, and I'm not joking here, I might give that pay-per-view a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I really would give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a lot of big WWE news that we gotta talk about. Yesterday or Tuesday, WWE announced their fourth quarter earnings and their yearly earnings. So I'm not gonna go into, like, you know, the specific stuff, but I'm gonna go into what they did year wise, how they did.
Was it hot like chili?
It's pretty good, actually.
Okay.
I'm not gonna get to everything, so if I miss something, I do apologize. So, okay. So we'll start with licensing revenue.
Okay.
It increased from $49 million to $52 million.
Oh, that's bread on the table.
WWE Shop had orders of 818,600. And
wow.
That totaled $37.8 million. Mm. So they gained there. They did not do good with the Tap Out brand.
I'm not Lollipop surprised.
In 2016, they earned $429,000. In 2017, they earned
$57,000.
Yeah. In the fourth quarter, the company generated $211,604,000 in revenue, which is a profit of $4.8 million.
Oh, drum on the drum.
Hmm.
Wow.
Network and pay-per-view revenue increased from $43.7 million in 2016 to $46.2 million. Profits were up from $13 million to $19 million.
Wow, that's a big whale of money.
Television revenues were up as well. 2016 was $68 million. 2017, $75 million.
Ooh, you can hammer that down.
And their profits went from $30 million to $39
million.
Oh. Home entertainment revenue dropped from $4.2 million to $900,000. Digital media went up from $8.5 million to $12.8 million, with profits going from $1.9 million to $5.8
million. It seems like they don't need to auction their company under the hammer as well.
No.
It doesn't seem like they are going bankrupt.
Not anytime soon.
No.
Live show tickets, they went down. 2016 was $38 million, 2017 was $35 million, and the profits went from $6.2 million to $5.4
million. Mm.
Arena,
you don't have to be hammered to like that kind of numbers.
Arena merchandise went from $4.9 million to $4.4 million. Profits went from $2.1 million to $1.8 million. Licensing went from $10 million to $11 million, with the profits going from $4.6 to $6.5 million.
Wow.
Consumer products were up 8% to $30 million due to an increase in branded merchandise and higher royalties from toys. WWE Shop went from $12.8 million to $14.3 million. WWE Studios, and this may sound funny, but this is true, went from $2.4 million to $9.6 million.
Woo!
And they went in profits from $1.1 million in losses the previous year to $1.8 million in profits.
Good for them.
So, in total, the total revenue that WWE made in 2017... $800,959,000, which gives them a profit of $32,116,000.
Holy shit, that's a lot of money.
It is the third year in a row that WWE has made a profit, and they've only had 1 year in the last 15 years where they did not make a profit, where they lost money, which was 2014. So, WWE is doing very, very good there, and I think they ought to keep going with that.
I so wish... Here is my in-fact dream. I said this many times before. I will say it again.
Okay.
My biggest dream is that they buy, like, WWE buy Impact and put it down like a sick dog.
Aww.
Put it down.
Maybe that's what they did with that possum today. I don't know. I doubt it. Okay, so staying with WWE, Raw was fun to watch this week.
Yes.
Oh, from beginning to end, it was so much fun. The Cena Miz segment was good. The matches were good. The Braun segment with Elias was fantastic.
Mm.
Oh my, did you see that one?
I laughed so fucking
hard.
Oh! So good.
And here's the thing. Braun has a singing voice. He can sing.
Yeah.
The dude can sing.
And you know, it was all about the bass, no bass, no trouble. It was all about the bass. The bass, no trouble.
And then we had a fatal five-way for the main event, which was to determine the final spot in the Elimination Chamber. And we ended on a cliffhanger because Seth Rollins and Finn Balor both pinned Bray Wyatt at the same time. And it was determined on Facebook Live, apparently, because, you know, they wouldn't do it on the show, because, you know, oh God, why would we put this on TV? That both Finn Balor and Seth Rollins will be in the Elimination Chamber match. So we will have a seven-man Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah, I was beginning to think, do they have space for everybody?
Well, okay, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there were rumors, or there were questions of, are they going to build a new chamber? Are they going to make a fifth pod? WWE said, no, that's not happening. So pretty much what we're going to get is when that match begins, because Miz is going to be in the beginning, so he's going to be number one. Mm-hmm. He and two other people are going to start that match.
Okay.
And we know Elias will be the last man to come out.
Yes. Because we want to walk with Elias.
Oh my God, he is so over. It's unbelievable.
I love Elias.
You talk about a guy that's improved. He has improved.
Yeah.
So much.
Oh, so much. Totally agree with you.
And then to make this even more interesting, Newsweek-wise, WWE announced, originally, that Backlash was going to be a co-branded pay-per-view.
Oh, nice.
But this is where the ball turns. Because starting at WrestleMania, all WWE events, pay-per-views, will be co-branded.
No.
Yep.
Ooh.
And to make things maybe even worse, there's a rumor that these pay-per-views are going to start to be four-hour pay-per-views.
Boo! I don't want that.
Okay. I'm going to...
Fuck them.
I'm going to say my piece on this. You're WWE. You are the biggest wrestling promotion in the world. You want the competition, like a Ring of Honor, New Japan, and that's really it, because we're not going to mention Impact. We'd be laughing about that.
Oh, it's not really competition.
Exactly. You want those guys to catch up to you by having 3-hour pay-per-views and having periodically 4-hour pay-per-views. Of course, WrestleMania will probably be 17 hours long this year.
17-hour WrestleMania.
Now, WWE is going backwards, I think, if the 4-hour pay-per-views are true. If it's true. Because New Japan, most of their smaller shows, I'm not going to talk about Wrestle Kingdom, because Wrestle Kingdom, you know, that it should be a 5-plus-hour show. Most of their other shows are 3 hours, except for the bigger shows. If you're WWE, you want New Japan to make their shows go longer and to have a counter product to where it's like, oh, I don't want to watch a 6-hour pay-per-view from Japan when I could watch a 3-hour WWE pay-per-view. It seems like WWE's...
No, they are doing it in the fucking wrong order.
They are.
Yeah.
And then, to make things even more interesting, that Backlash pay-per-view, there's a possibility that they could have a draft during the pay-per-view.
Mm.
Why would you have a draft during the pay-per-view?
No, actually, that I wouldn't mind. I understand that, actually.
Oh, I don't know, Fro. I mean, that...
No, I don't mind that at all.
Ooh.
But what I do mind is... I'm not sure I want the main event of that pay-per-view. I'm not sure.
I don't think she's going to be the main event. I don't think that's going to be the featured thing of the pay-per-view. You got 2 Elimination Chamber matches, one of which is a woman's Elimination Chamber match. I don't think Rousey's going to go last.
You don't?
No, I don't.
I do.
All right. To go back...
I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you are too. I don't ever say that to people, but in this case, I'm going to say it. Fro, I hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong as well.
But to go back to the pay-per-view thing, and like I read stuff here and there, and I think you guys, after 300-plus episodes, know from me, unless it is legitimate news, I'm not going to say it is news. I'm going to make 100% sure that whatever I am reading is legitimate news. You know, because we don't want to be the fake news of wrestling.
No.
We want to confirm everything. We want to be sure, you know. So one of the things, and this, if they do the 4-hour pay-per-view thing, what I'm about to tell you could be a big, big positive. They could start doing, and this is what I read, they could start doing more title matches on Raw and SmackDown. And what would happen is, hold on, what would happen is, let's say, I'll pick September as a month for an example. They could do Raw and SmackDown where in between the last pay-per-view and the upcoming pay-per-view, you could have an Intercontinental title match, you could have the SmackDown women's title match, you could have the Universal title match, you could have the SmackDown tag team title match. By the time the September pay-per-view comes, you would only have as title matches the WWE title, the US title, the Raw tag title, and the Raw women's title. So that way, you wouldn't have a cluster of title matches on every pay-per-view. So if they do that, I am all for it. If they do it. So, all right, so what were your thoughts on what I had just said?
No, I just feel like, I'm not sure I like it. I don't like what's going on.
All right. Now, Brian posted in our Facebook group, and I thought this was really good, posted an article from GameSpot.com. I'm not going to read the article, but I wanted to bring this up. Does WWE have too many pay-per-views?
Yes.
All right. How would you... Okay, because you're... Okay, and this is even before the whole co-branded pay-per-view thing came up.
Oh, yeah. Well, not definitely. They have too much pay-per-views.
Because you have Raw for the remaining time. You have Raw pay-per-views, you have SmackDown pay-per-views, and then you have NXT events. And then you
NXT
add...
NXT events, I don't really count NXT events.
No, I don't either. I don't either.
Is that a little strange to say? Because I don't really look at NXT as...
Well, NXT is their own brand.
Yeah, it's their own brand.
All right. So, let me ask you this. If you were put in charge of WWE and pay-per-views, how would you fix the pay-per-view problem?
I would have less, and I would have more important pay-per-views.
All right. Because I commented on this, and I will repeat what I said in a moment, but Jason Burke talked about how they should go back to 12 pay-per-views. 12 network special or pay-per-views total.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Here's what I think they should do. And this is me sort of being old school. What they should do is they should have 5 pay-per-views for the whole year. Just 5.
Oh, no.
Now, hold on. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
They should have Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, Money in the Bank, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series. Those go on Sundays. The other pay-per-views, like Elimination Chamber, Hell in a Cell, TLC, Clash of Champions, Fastlane, all those, you can transition them into being network specials, and you can have them on a Saturday night, have it somewhere in between a long stretch of where the bigger pay-per-views don't happen. So right now, where they are at is good. But they should be on Saturday nights instead of Sunday nights.
Okay.
And you can still have your takeover events the night before the bigger pay-per-views. So if you do that, you wouldn't have the problem of we got too many pay-per-views. Because that way you still have the guys get paid to work, and you could still have the bigger events still mean something.
So what would you call those special events that were on?
I would call them network specials.
And not pay-per-views?
Right. And
they would be pay-per-views. So.
Well, if you only have the network. See, because here, we have HBO here. Sometimes they have boxing matches shown only on HBO, on the channel, when they also do pay-per-views. So what I'm thinking is, if you do just the network specials only on the network, they don't go on pay-per-view, you do that, and then you make the Rumble not only on the network, but also available on pay-per-view. That's where I would go. So.
I mean, as a weird Norwegian, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a very... It's a weird conversation. It's a weird situation. Yeah. But then you also come up with, with these co-branded things, is it the end of the brand split?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think it is. No.
I hope not. I really hope not.
Yeah. I don't think it is.
I like the brand.
Yeah.
I like the brand split.
So.
I actually think they like the brand split as well.
I think they do, but they're not feeling like it's successful.
Why not?
Well, in a weird way, even though, they're focused on network numbers, they're still worried about the TV ratings.
But the TV ratings for SmackDown is okay.
Yeah, but then you also have Raw. And Raw's in a tough position where, for right now, they're good. But once the football season starts, they get their butts handed to them every single week on a silver platter.
But that is going to happen even if they have two brands.
Right. But my thing is, when the Attitude Era and the Monday Night Wars in particular, I'm going to go Monday Night Wars in particular, happen. Yes, they didn't get bigger numbers than Monday Night Football did, but that was because Monday Night Football was on network television. Now those games...
But there's no argument. There's absolutely no argument, Bill, for having one brand. There's absolutely no argument that works in my head, because SmackDown has been so fucking successful as branding themselves as something else than Raw. Going back to having one brand and making SmackDown the B show it's just going to make Raw even more stale and even more bad. And you will see that Raw will lose their numbers even more if they just have one brand.
Right.
So there's no argument. There's no argument from a wrestling standpoint to have just one brand of wrestling.
Oh, no. I mean, I agree with you on that. I think, and I want to go back to the having more title matches idea. If they are to do that, you could do, if it's done properly on Raw, you could hype your Universal title match on a week where Monday Night Football is not going to have a good game, where the teams are bad, and they're like, you know what? We can draw more people this week. So they got to be very nitpicky about, you know, what they do. I agree with you.
But there's some really few problems I have that with that, and that is having a champion that's not on TV.
Right.
We have to stop having a champion that's not on TV.
Which I think is going to end at WrestleMania.
Huge. Yes, me too. But that is a huge problem that they still today, in a way, don't really see because they are so fucked up in Brock Lesnar's ass that I have no fucking clue how they ended up there. Like they are like worms up his up his in his business, and they are using him perfectly good for a WrestleMania main event, and they have had him. You know, you have to remember that Brock Lesnar has been a champion for fucking ages now.
Almost a whole year.
But you never see him. And not seeing your title, not seeing your champion on a TV station where the whole thing is, I am number one, I am the best. And you don't have the best on TV.
Exactly.
That is atrocious. That is so wrong. It could not go worse.
Because the problem is, when they made the contract with Brock, they gave him a contract that, if you really think about it, had never been heard of in wrestling. Because, and I'm even including WCW. For all the bad shit that WCW gets, you know, like the guaranteed contract, the guaranteed money, at least their world champions were on TV every week, if not every other week. Here, you have Brock Lesnar, and I understand he's a name. I understand that. But if you're going to make him a champion for a few months, have him get beat, move along, have him face somebody else, and that's what they should do. That, because I agree with you, Fro. They are so far up Brock Lesnar's ass in loving him. I mean, Brock's schedule is criminally insane. It's like Samoa Joe said like 6 months ago in that promo with Paul Heyman. I wish I could have that schedule that Brock has and get paid millions of dollars a year. It's just,
I mean, if we look at a man like John Cena, John Cena probably have a little more. Less, I will go on a limb and say that he earns maybe a little more than Brock Lesnar. Not much, but I will go on a limb and say that he probably, he's one of the main guys there. how long is it since he had a super long break?
It's been a while.
Yeah, years and years and years and years. When did we see Brock Lesnar last time?
The Royal Rumble.
On live TV.
Oh, on live TV? Raw 25.
Yeah, Raw 25. That is bullshit.
It is.
That is bullshit.
Here's the thing. And this is where it comes down to me. There are some wrestlers who, like an Undertaker, like a John Cena, if they had the contract that Brock Lesnar has, I would have no problem with it because they earned the right to have that contract.
And here's one of the things. One of the things that scared me with John Cena's promo on Monday. Ooh, I was thinking The Undertaker, won't you? When he said, I've done everything in WrestleMania. I need to go to WrestleMania. I was so fucking scared that he was going to challenge The Undertaker.
I'm going to go to the Elimination Chamber. I'm going to win. And oh, by the way, Undertaker, I'm challenging you to a match.
but we all know he's going to win Elimination Chamber.
Who, Cena?
No, Roman Reigns is going to win.
Ooh, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
You can put your house, your wife, your dogs, and your car on that.
Well, fortunately, I don't own a house. I'm not married. My dog's been dead 11 years, but no. But okay, whoever is the next Universal Champion is gonna have to bust their ass off to make that belt relevant. I mean, Alexa Bliss made a very good point a few weeks ago about why am I in this match? Brock should be in the Elimination Chamber. She makes a good point. But the thing is, at the end of the day, as long as Vince is in control and he's doing the contract negotiations, we're going to have ridiculous stuff like this. And whatever happens in the next contract talk that Brock has, I hope they put a clause in that contract that says, if you become WWE Champion or Universal Champion, you're going to appear on live TV every effing week.
Yeah, but he's going to say no to such a contract.
Then he can go back to UFC.
Yeah, no, we don't need him. We don't need him. But let's move on, because I have to go soon, because I'm tired.
All right. Well, we gave our WWE rant for this week, so...
Yeah. But in all honesty, my main point is this, and I need to say this. Mm-hmm. I know they're going to give it to Roman Reigns. I don't like it. I don't especially understand it. But from a business perspective, I can understand that they're giving him the torch, and I think Roman Reigns will work hard with the title. So yeah. I guess it's okay.
All right. Well, on that note, I think we'll start wrapping it up for this week. If you guys want to follow us on Twitter, follow the show on Twitter at WrestlingShow11. Fro, where can they follow you on Twitter?
They can follow me at BananaScram on Twitter.
And you can follow me at House of Bill. You can join our Facebook group. It is That Wrestling Show Fan Group. Type that in the search bar. You are right there, and you can join us and discuss everything in the world of wrestling. And if for some reason you can't find us there, it's okay. We have the link in the description box, and you guys can click on it there. Visit the website, thatwrestlingshow.com, and check out my Patreon page, patreon.com/Bill's World of Podcasts, where With your donations, you can help support not only this show, but other shows that I do, including Nostalgia Crew, Untitled Movie Project, and Sharp's Pond, a South Park podcast. Oh, go ahead,
Yes, and I can now say that one of the prizes is 1 year of supporting Bill on the lowest.
Wow!
Yes.
A whole year.
Yes.
Holy shit. So, Fro, what do you...
Go ahead. Somebody not named Joe didn't claim their prize.
Well, he had a good reason. He wanted you to donate it to charity, so... He's got a good heart. So, what do you have this week on Another Digital Citizen?
On episode 1, 2, 3 of Another Digital Citizen... Yes, we had so much fun talking about the 1, 2, 3 there. We talked a lot about movies, and you can also hear why we celebrate Xmas.
In February?
Xmas. No, Eggsmas.
Oh, Eggsmas. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll scramble the minds of the listeners. I know, I'm so bad.
Valentine's special. Yes.
This week on Shark's Pond, I reviewed the episode Professor Chaos.
Nice.
And I talk about why I did not like the ending of the episode.
Oh, yeah, no, the ending is terrible.
And, hopefully, this weekend, Danielle and I will have a new episode of Nostalgia Crew, where we are finally going to review a Disney special that I have loved forever. And you guys are going to hear that review and a whole lot more. Next week, Fro and I, we're going to make our predictions for the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. And we'll discuss other wrestling news going on as well.
Yeah, we'll see if I ding anything.
Yeah. And, of course, if he does ding, he's going to put a prize up, so.
Yep.
So, everybody, have a good rest of your week. For those of us here in the U.S., have a safe President's Day weekend. Have fun on your Monday.
This week.
Yeah. Yep, this coming weekend where we celebrate President Jack Tunney and Gorilla Monsoon. No. and when you're done hanging out, doing whatever it is you do, come back here next week as Fro and I will enter the Elimination Chamber Prediction Zone. Right here on That Wrestling Show, the only podcast where all pro wrestling matters. And as always...
Wrestle on!
Wrestle on! Sing my song! Okay, that was a bad Zeppelin impression. See you guys next week.
Bye.